This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Behind closed doors today in Washington, the Inspector General of the National Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson, is set to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Atkinson brought the whistleblower complaint to lawmakers, which sparked the House impeachment inquiry. Inspectors General are supposed to act as a watchdog, but it turns out Inspector General posts at some of the biggest federal agencies are now vacant. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Inspectors General are supposed to be independent watchdogs, exposing waste, fraud, and abuse. They're embedded in federal agencies. And right now, 9 of the top inspector general jobs in the federal government are empty, without even a nominee from President Trump. That's about a quarter of the inspector general positions needing Senate confirmation. Deputies are on the job, but it's not the same thing.
For me, this is the substitute teacher phenomenon.
Max Steyer heads the Partnership for Public Service, a good government group. He says acting inspector generals just don't have the authority of someone confirmed by the Senate.
It's hard to bluntly speak truth to power when you're not really sure what kind of authority you have.
The vacancies are at some of the biggest spending federal agencies, the Defense Department, Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury Department. Some inspector general jobs, like at the CIA, have been empty for years.
Those jobs are sometimes hard to fill.
Catherine Dunn Tempest is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
That individual is basically, within that department, is a man in an island, right? Or a woman in an island, because, you know, they're seen as the watchdog.
Tempest also points out the Trump administration's personnel office is overwhelmed because there are so many vacancies throughout the government right now. And Paul Light, a public policy professor at NYU, says the inspector general positions may not be the ones presidents are most eager to fill. Inspectors general can bypass the president and go directly to Congress with concerns.
They have dual reporting authority. They have a great deal of authority to ring the bell.
There were inspector general vacancies under President Obama, too. But according to the Partnership for Public Service, by this point in the Obama administration, 11 had been confirmed, compared to 8 for President Trump. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.